In terms of, I guess, increasing our recurring income business, again, we also registered a continued increase and ended the year with a 34% contribution of our recurring income businesses, primarily malls, offices, hotels, and resorts, relative to the development business. So as we have outlined in our five-year plan, the intent is to move this number up closer to 50-50 by 2020, which we believe is the right mix that will ensure sustained growth and also to ensure that we achieve a balance between, I guess, the relatively riskier development business and the lower risk and higher margin and higher cash flow recurring income business that will allow us to continue funding our requirements without having to rely too much on external funding. So we are on track towards achieving that goal. Balance sheet-wise, we ended the period with $19.5 billion in cash. We've actually maximized the utilization of cash, avoided incremental borrowings to the extent possible. And as you can see, we only increased our net debt, our debt, by about $6 billion because we wanted to work the cash harder within the company and basically moving funds around and avoid any further debt load and keep our net debt to equity at a manageable level, which remained at 0.74:1, well within our threshold of 1:1, which is something that we believe is the right mix. Now, as you know, we also increased our equity base last year, not just because of the income that we generated, but also as a result of a $16 billion top-up placement intended to really shore up the balance sheet and allow us to stay within the safe zone that we're comfortable with as we fund as we continue to expand our various businesses. ROE ended at about 14.7%, close to the 15% that we have targeted in our 5-10-15 plan. This number should be steady, that number, and it should grow as we grow the other parts of the business. On our debt profile, we continue to manage the debt maturities within the 10 to 15 billion level so that we don't face too much of a risk with respect to refinancing. And our current offering of bonds, 10-year bonds, should still will still be consistent with the maturity towers that we have outlined. So we will just continue to manage the profile to ensure that we are able to manage our debt, I guess, maturities. In terms of blended cost, it went up a little bit to 4.7% from 4.5% the year before. We only have about $10.5 billion in short-term borrowings compared to the balance of about $120 billion in long-term debt. And we've also fixed a lot of our debt in anticipation of higher interest rates so that we can sleep well at night and not having to worry about, volatility in the interest rate market. So it's now at 84% relative to floating of about 16%. We believe that this is the right level by which we should, I guess, manage our debt profile. CapEx was at $82 billion, about the same, slightly lower than the year before of $83 billion. And as you can see, the allocation for land acquisition has already declined from $32 billion the year before to $23 billion last year. So I guess that's one major component, and the rest are all for residential, mall, offices, hotels, and the other businesses. No? I'll talk about our CapEx budget later on. No? But basically, this is pretty much the kind of CapEx level that we are looking at for the next couple of years. And we will continue to, I guess, land acquisition as a component of that will be, declining in relative terms. Now, on the residential business, we consistent with what we have presented in the first three quarters of the year, we ended the year with about 4% increase in sales take-up or reservation sales, which is actually higher than industry average. I believe industry contracted by 13%. So that means we gain market share during the year. So that's about $105 billion in terms of new sales take-up. Contributed primarily, the biggest contributor was Alveo, And then the balance is between Ayala Land Premier and Avida, and of course Amaya being the fourth contributor. So overseas Filipino sales actually accounted for about 25% of total sales, about 26.7 billion. Now you might ask later on, maybe I'll address it now, how many percent of this is to the Middle East. Actually a very small percentage, only 3% of our total sales is accounted for by the Middle East, no? And we believe that will not impact any reduction in employment in that area will not really impact our business. Book sales actually amounted about 75 billion, so slightly lower than last year, but again, there is a lag effect. It's just a matter of booking the reservation sales that were generated. So in terms of unbooked revenues, we ended the year with 129 billion in unbooked revenues, up 6% relative to the previous year and about 2.3 times the full year 2014 sales. So this is where our future bookings and revenue recognition will come from in the next 3 to 5 years. Just some highlights of key launches during the year in terms of new estates. We launched Vermosa, our newest development in Cavite, in Dasmariñas, Cavite, actually very near Ayala Alabang, Ayala South Vale, along Danghari. Also benefiting from the opening of MCX, and will also benefit from Calax eventually once it gets built. It's about 700 hectares as the initial phase. I believe we have more areas there that we are readying for development, 400 hectares of which is dedicated for residential development, 124 for a business district, central business district component, 10 hectares for institutional uses, and about 165 hectares in open space. No? So again, a very generous allocation for open space given what we intend to do with Vermosa, which is very similar to what we have undertaken in Nuvali as well as in Alviera, no, in Porac. Now, another Metro Manila, estate is what we call Cloverleaf. This is about 11 hectares in Balintawak, Quezon City. This will also benefit from the connector road that will connect the north and south expressway. It will actually, the connector road going to the north will actually descend upon this property. And as a result of which, we have outlined a very exciting mix of uses anchored by residential, mall, as well as hospital use. So these are all under construction now, well, the mall in particular and the others. Capital Central is our development as well, 9 hectares in Bacolod. And the major component of that is a mall, a regional mall of 70,000 square meters, one office tower, and a 150-room SEDA hotel that will actually anchor the development, and including two Amaya towers that we will also be introducing in that development. So these are three of the major estates that we launched last year. Now, in terms of residential projects, these are some examples. Ayala Land Premier, Rio Monte in Nuvali, launched May, 74% taken up. West Gallery Place in Bonifacio Global City, launched in June, 29% take up. Alveo Montala in Porac, Alviera, since June, 72% take up. East Veranda in Arca South, Taguig, also of Alveo, since August, 47% take up. And of course, Amaya Atria Tower 2 in Iloilo, 59% take up since May. And One Union Place Tower 2 in Arca South, Taguig, launched in March at 76% take up. Again, still very strong take up in the major estates that where we launched these projects. And of course, Amaya, the same, Amaya Steps Alabang, 89% take-up since launch in August, Towers A and B, and Scapes General Trias, 99% taken-up, which was launched in March. Bella Vita, likewise, had successful projects in Cagayan de Oro and Cabanatuan. So again, we believe that well, the market is still very good, and as evidenced by the continued growth in sales.